Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rocky Nelson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Will reaches second base with a double. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Will moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Altman reaches second base with a double. Will scores. Ashburn goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball towards right. Clemente catches it and throws to second to double up Altman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Nelson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelson scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente tags and scores. One out. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Will strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-2 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatton moves to second. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and has Hatton trapped. There's the throw to Mazeroski, who tags Hatton for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatton misplays the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. There goes Nelson. The throw from Tapp to second, and Nelson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Burgess picks up the ball and throws it to Mazeroski, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski is walked intentionally. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 2 in the game. Haddix hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas bunts in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. Santo moves to second. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. Santo scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Grady Hatton. Tom Chaney now pitching. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kindle. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Kindle steals second. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Fred Green now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Green. Kindle scores. Tapp moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tapp tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burgess hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.